here's what you need to know. Got to let you
know. Every day when we need to know what is happening around the Gold Coast, we go straight to the Gold Coast newsroom where Rod McLeod is. Rod, Jack's Law is being passed in Parliament today. We'll get to that. But first up, some controversy surrounding a particular type of energy drink.
Yeah, some schools have banned this popular energy drink. It's called Prime.
Yes.
We're all familiar with energy drinks, but this particular one has slipped through the cracks because it was passed by the Food and Drug Agency as a nutritional supplement.
Right. So what's in it?
6 times the amount of caffeine as you would have in a can of Coke.
That's ridiculous. So primary school age kids.
Kids are getting their hands on this stuff, and I don't know what having a heart attack at 12.
I mean,
it's ridiculous the amount of caffeine in these energy drinks. So
yeah.
Some of the schools are cracking down. It's not meant for anybody under 15, but they're going to ignore those warnings.
And if you say that to anyone under the age of 15, they're going to go,
I'm into that. Yeah, it can be potentially dangerous. So, schools are, it's a big problem in our schools. Now, Queensland Police will be given tough new search powers under these proposed laws called Jack's Law. Of course, in memory of Gold Coast teenager Jack Beasley, who was tragically killed in 2019 in a knife crime. Now, these new powers will allow officers to use their metal detection wands in party precincts at Surfers Paradise and Broadbeach and right across Queensland now. And there is ambitions for this legislation to go national, which would be a fantastic thing.
It's only going to be a good thing, Rod.
And the government's been busy. They're cracking down on hate crime, Nazi paraphernalia, symbols, flags, even tattoos. Could see you fined and or jailed because there's no room in Queensland for these particular heinous hate crimes.
I reckon over the years, the biggest threat to Australia is going to be these domestic extreme right-wing groups.
Mm-hmm.
I know that international terrorism is still a concern, but our domestic groups that are going to terrorise our communities are a big issue.
And the thing there is that it's not easily policed because it's all online and on dark webs and in chat rooms and things like that. It's all unseen. Yeah. And it is a growing problem here in Australia. And that is what you need to know.